Yeah. How we as human beings, Muslims, we try to be on that path.
Yeah.
Not to lie, not to be wicked, not to make anything bad, and always be straight. Yeah. And this is our problem.
Yeah. We don't. And we do, we wouldn't be in this state. And we did it. The point is, you know, that we know that it is not impossible to be truly Muslim. Because in our history, we have seen, almost like till the time of our grandparents and our parents, if you truly become a Muslim, you know, then you're okay. That you have the respect of people, that people like you, and you know, they are not against you, and this and that kind of a thing. What I'm trying to say, that in our history there were periods where we were united, we were strong, we were intelligent, we were knowledgeable, we were advanced, so why not now? Ah, you know why? Because of the English. Because of the French. You know? Because of the Americans. Because of the Turks, actually. So, yeah. Otherwise, we would have been.
Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he defines mu'min, he defines as a person who people are secure from his tongue and his behavior. So based on this hadith, can we say establishing trust is essence of being Muslim, and that can only be established with behaving responsibly. And this is the point that we missed for the last few centuries.
Efendimiz diyor ki Müslüman elinden, dilinden emin olduğumuz kişidir.
Evet.
Diyor. Bu aslında karşıdakiyle bir güven oluşturmak için şart bu özellikler. Bizim birkaç yüz senedir yapamadığımız şey diyor, belki de bu güveni oluşturamadık. Bu sorumluluğu almadık.
Allah Ta'ala says that He has created Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the best of adab. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he confirms this and says that Allah Ta'ala taught him the best of adab. Now, which Muslim even knows what does adab mean? Never mind going along with it or trying to do it. I mean, we totally lost the meaning of good behavior. Now, the Western culture, especially the French, you know, what Emily Post is called, right? They have this well behavior according to Emily Post. Where do you put your forks? Where do you put your knives when you set your table? From from there on, you know, upwards if you want to. Yeah. We put the forks and knives wherever you put. It doesn't matter, you know. But in Islam, there is almost that detail, you know, of adab, how to behave towards the children, how to behave towards the parents, how to behave towards the neighbors, how to behave in business, how to wait towards the workers, how to worker towards the boss, you know, and wife again, husband to wife, you know, that. What happened to it? And we call ourselves Muslims. We make our prayers. And so we are Muslims. I mean, forgiveness, one of the most, I mean, you know, it's the Esma of Allah Ta'ala, the forgiver. But I have seen people, I've often told you about Sheikh Hatib in Tanta, in Egypt. Honey, we enter the house, miserable house. Oh my God! The screams and the children and the women and the television. You know, I mean, you cannot hear yourself now. So we went to visit this famous sheikh. So we are in this room that noise is continuing. The sheikh came in. It's just nothing. No? As if it was perfect peace. He started talking, then his idiot son came with old-fashioned filmmaker, because the foreigners are visiting the father, and he's talking and he's going with for him, he doesn't exist. That man was following strictly, you know, the Islamic adab. But that man was really one of the most beautiful men I have ever seen in my life. He was physically very ugly. I told you before that he transformed himself into Marilyn Monroe. Now he became so beautiful. So that there is still, you know, like my sheikh used to say, why we are not totally wiped out. He said that there must be one person still truly says La ilaha illallah. He was one of those. You know? He's passed away, rahmatullah alayh. Yeah. Hopefully there's somebody else now who's truly saying La ilaha illallah. So it does exist. It can exist. And that's what we are striving to be one of those. This is not Islam, in what we see around ourselves. We are a little bit like Islam, like Muslims. We are very fortunate, because for a Christian to be a Christian is very hard, because the origin is all, you know, somehow different from what it used to be. But at least in our case, the origin of Islam is right there. Absolutely right there. For whomever wants to have it, you can go and take it. But for a Christian, it's very difficult. For a Jew, it's very difficult. For every other religion, it's very difficult, simply because, thank God, that our religion is the newest one, and for some miraculous reason, I think Allah Ta'ala finally decided that, you know, He has sent 114,000 prophets, and I don't know how many books, and we were able totally to distort them, and finally said that I've had enough. So I'm going to send you finally a religion which you won't be able to change a dot of, which is Islam. But does it help us? No. It's there, you know, but we don't take it.